Welcome to the NewsRamp, Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 13th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State Roundup: a neighborhood is shaken as Amtrak replaces 150-year-old tunnel. Ferguson says state has yet to feel impact of federal budget actions. In Baltimore, the Midtown Edmondson neighborhood is facing major construction as Amtrak replaces a 150-year-old tunnel, causing concerns for residents. Meanwhile, State Senate President Bill Ferguson believes Maryland is prepared to handle the impact of federal budget decisions in the near term. Recent college grads in Maryland are struggling to find jobs due to cuts in research funding and competition with AI. Baltimore may receive significantly less than expected in an opioid trial against distributors. Governor Wes Moore's approval ratings continue to decline, while Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott fires back at President Trump's insults. Howard Community College and its faculty union reach a tentative contract with a 4% raise. Montgomery County planners worry about a drop in multifamily housing projects, and a Baltimore County councilman seeks Inspector General oversight of county schools. As energy rates rise, officials blame the competitive energy market, but data suggests otherwise. And in Washington County, asbestos found in a high school will lead to virtual learning for the first two marking periods.
RS Global Group announced new China Innovative Companies Fund. RS Global Group, a wealth management specialist based in Taiwan, is launching a new China Innovative Companies Fund focused on achieving long-term capital appreciation from China's small to mid-cap entrepreneurial companies. The fund will invest in innovative companies within industries benefiting from China's growing economy, driven by domestic consumer demand. With a concentration on companies with innovative management and sound fundamentals, the fund will invest 80% of its assets in equities of innovative companies in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. The fund will carry risks associated with international investments and will be available only to institutional entities and accredited investors. RS Global Group offers comprehensive financial services tailored to each client's objectives, with a focus on sustainable investing and corporate responsibility.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.